بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمد عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وحل الله البيع وحرم الربا. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من غش ليس منا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, my brothers in Islam, I started a series on Imam Muhammad Idris Shafi rahmatullah alayh, and today is part 15. First of all, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with Iman, and we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with Islam, and we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He made us from the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Deen is easy, Shariat is complete. We have been discussing about the life and the history and the works of Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh. I have decided to quote some of his sayings and explain it, because all these great scholars, they said a few things, but they have got a lot of deep meaning in it. It is our responsibility to try and understand what they were saying. So Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said that if a person earns halal, then that halal earning will make him do the right thing. And if a person earns haram, then that haram will take him towards the wrong. Basically, he is saying that when your earning is halal, then your whole body will be inclined towards good. And then you will make salat, you will give zakat, you will go for hajj, you will give charity, you will enjoy what is good, forbid what is evil, you will interact properly, you will deal well with your wife and children, you will respect your parents, you will serve mankind, you will help the needy and wayfarer and the orphan. You will become good person because of what? The halal food. This halal food would be a catalyst, will push you in the right direction. On the contrary, if you eat haram, earn haram, then what will happen? You will be more in the casino, gambling den than the masjid. Then you'll be stealing, cheating, robbing, deceiving. Then you'll be breaking promises, ill-treating people. You'll be hitting your wife, abusing, not caring for your parents. Your inclination towards Islam, deen, will be very little. On the basis of what? Of your earning. Because what you put inside the body, that the result you will get. You put good, good will come out. You put bad, bad will come out. And we have taken this very lightly. As far as earning halal is concerned, we have regarded it with no significance. Because unfortunately, we have restricted Islam to what? Masjid, musalla. Make salat, after that do what you want. Now and then read some Quran, then after that steal, rob, lie, wholesale. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith said, Man ghasha laysa minni, fa laysa minni. That he who deceives is not from amongst us. Meaning that the one who lies, he deceives, he cheats. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, is not from us. Meaning that he is not in the brotherhood of Islam. That means he is not behaving like a Muslim. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used such statements. For example, when you attend khutbah of the nikah, then the khatib, he reads khutbah. And towards the end of the khutbah, he reads two ahadiths. Generally, he'll say, "Nikah min sunnati," and then he will read, "Faman raghiba an sunnati, falaysa minni, falaysa minni." Again, the same words are coming. Now, in the old nikah books, this was put together. This was put together. These two hadiths give you the impression, unfortunately, that this is one hadith, but these are two separate hadiths. And nikah min sunnati, nikah is my sunnati, is one separate hadith. فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِ فَلَيْسَنْ مِنِّي, that's another hadith, separate hadith. That whosoever is not inclined towards my sunnah, he is not from me. Meaning he is not from us. He is not in the Muslim brotherhood. He is not in the Islamic brotherhood. Then he is someone outside this circle. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, the one who cheats, the one who deceives, and then he is not from us. And unfortunately in business this has become the order of the day. In transaction, unfortunately, cheating, deceiving, lying, making promises, breaking it, making pledges, not fulfilling it, doing some weird things. It was reported by Ustaz Darul Uloom Deoband that whenever he thought, and if he had to take off, then he noted the amount of hours, and he told the officer, "These hours I did not teach, subtract my wages." So one side we complain of the boss, but we who work, we also have to worry that are we fulfilling the trust, and are we fulfilling this amana? Are we honest? So it works both ways. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam trained Sahaba to such a level that they were extremely honest and they were trustworthy. That's why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith, the meaning of it, he said, the one who is trustworthy and the one who is honest, he'll be ma'a nabiyeen wa siddiqeen wa shuhada fil jannah. That the person, the tajir, the merchant, if he is trustworthy and if he is honest, these are two qualities trader must have, businessman must have, honesty and trustworthiness. And what is Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that this person, he'll be with the Anbiya in Jannah. He will be with the Siddiqeen in Jannah. He'll be with the Shuhada in Jannah. Look at that. And we have to find it difficult to fulfill this. Unfortunately, because if you are habitual, then no, cheat. And what the people say, no, these, you can cheat, these are kafirs, Christians, Jews, do them down. Who told you we can do them down? You hear people talk, that no, you know, these banks must do them down. These are all Jews and Christians. Who told you you can do them down? No, these are all our enemies. You have to transact fairly, justly, because you would be accountable. No, I'll go bankrupt. Bankruptcy concept in the West is completely wrong. When we owe someone money, you will pay. You will pay. And if you don't pay in this world, you pay in the Akhirah. You pay in the Akhirah. In the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and who, then he should walk and patrol in the night. When he was patrolling, then he overheard a mother and daughter talking. The mother was saying to the daughter that put some water in the milk. Put some water in the milk. And dilute it. Why you get quantity, you will get more quantity, you will get more profit. So the daughter said, no, we cannot do that. Then what Amirul Mu'mineen will say? What we will do? So the mother said, see, Amirul Mu'mineen is not here. He is not here, he is not watching. That's a fact. Allah Azza wa Jal, he is the one who is watching all the time. No one besides him is watching all the time. So the daughter says that if he is not watching, Allah is watching. He is not watching, Allah is watching. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala who inquired, who is this family? Who is this family? He inquired, made inquiries and says here that he's got a son, he get married to that girl who said this, Allah is watching. And the result was what? Umar the second. Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz in his khilafah, when he was ruler, it is stated that he had two different lanterns. One lantern for the state work. As soon as he finished the state work, then he should switch it off and use another lantern for his personal work. Have we ever thought of that? That he don't cross our minds. See this division that he made. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, see, don't deceive. Why? Because the characteristics of a hypocrite is that when he talks, he lies. When he talks, he lies. And when he makes a promise, he breaks it. And when he makes a pledge, he breaks it. And you'll see, unfortunately, in our transactions, what happens? Then you say the customer one thing, you supply something else. Then you show him one commodity, you give him something else. Then you quote him one price, you charge him another price. Then you quote him one price and you invoice another price. Then you quote him, you say one price and you say this went out of the country and then you do some VAT gapka. Then you do all these tricks. And then you think now what these muftis and molanas know. If you got a business, respected elders, and if your turnover is 1 million rand plus a month, then my advice is get what Ali would bought. Get what Ali would bought. So that he will look at you, at least employ him in the morning period, and every transaction of yours passes through him. Don't think so that the Maulanas, they don't know anything. Have you ever inquired, sit down with your local Maulana, try this. Sit down with your local Maulana. He studied 6 years, 7 years. You understand? Have you ever sat down? Sit down. You don't have 5 minutes. Sit down. I ask him, Maulana, what you studied? Tell me your course. Tell me your prospectus. We are under the impression what the Maulana is what? That when my child is born, he must come give azan, make tafdeeq. And then when I die, he'll bury me. You understand? If I get married, he'll make the nikah. And what he's good for, make imamat. And read the Friday khutbah. And then inshallah, when he gives call for sadqa lillah, etc., then we'll contribute. Whereas the Maulana of 7 years, what he was? Frying samosas for 7 years. Huh? He studied politics, he studied economics, he studied social. He studied Kuduri. I translated Kuduri. Go read it, what we translated. Kitabul Buyu, Book on Transactions. Wallah, I challenge you. That if you don't take anybody else, take me on. I'll show you about transaction. What is transaction? I'll tell you minute details about transaction you never heard of. You understand? And then he goes and study Hidayah. Hidayah has been translated. One translation was done there by Hamilton. Very poor translation. Now there's another translation by Professor Niaz, Imran Niazi of Islamabad University. Excellent translation. And in England they used Hidayah as a textbook in the courts. And your Maulana studied it. We studied it. But what? Your Maulana is the one who must underpay him, overwork him. You understand? Employ him, see his talent, exploit his talent, respected elders. نبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم من الحديث said الراشي والمرشي في النار. The one who gives the bribe and takes the bribe, the fire, they are in the fire. They are in the fire. And today how much bribery and corruption under the counter, over the counter, put here, take here. And to legalize things, remember there is always a scholar for the dollar who legalizes things for you. You understand? Because there is one fine line. Mufti Kifayatullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, Muhammad Kifayatullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, that when he passed away, they compiled his fatwa kitab. It's called Kifayatul Mufti. He is the one who wrote Talibul Islam. You must have studied it. Your fathers must have studied it. We translated it also. Aapka naam kya hai, aapka mazhab kya hai, that book, which was the first official textbook in the whole of South Africa, that book, Talibul Islam. That was the first textbook. Who? Mufti Muhammad Kifayatullah Rahmatullah Alayhi. Now what he wrote there, someone asked him a question which people read and they misconstrue it. Someone asked him that, Mufti Sahib, that I would buy a train ticket. Now he's talking about India. I would buy a train ticket. And those of you who've been to India, you know what the situation is there. How difficult it is to get onto the train. He said, I would buy a train ticket and now I have to give the conductor a bribe, then I will get a train ticket. Otherwise, I got no train ticket. So Mufti Sahib writes in one principle there, he said, for attainment of your basic fundamental right, it will be permissible for you to give that bribe. Now he put certain conditions there, clauses there. Yeah, we bribe for luxury, we bribe for comfort, we bribe for ease. We bribe so that we become richer. We bribe unnecessarily, uncontrollably, unlimitedly. We bribe. And everybody does it. And we think, oh, it's okay. There is flexibility, there is room for this. I've been oppressed. We eat so well 3 times a day, but we are oppressed. Unfortunately. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is testing on halal. He's testing on halal. In one hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Talabul Kazb Farizatul Ba'd Fariza. Talabul Kazb Halal Farizatul Ba'd Fariza. That to seek halal earning is faraz after the faraiz. How important is it? He's classifying it. Who? I am not classifying it. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying it is faraz. It is obligatory to seek halal provision, halal rozi. It is faraz for us. What we have regarded something else as faraz. Remember, going out in Jamaat is not faraz. It's not wajib to. Not even jurisprudently sunnat. Going out in the khanqah is not faraz. Not even wajib, not even jurisprudently sunnah. To get halal in your body and the body of your family, that's faraz. I'm not saying it, he's saying it. Oh, the biggest mufti, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's saying it. How important is Hajj? How important is Zamzam? And what when you're drinking Zamzam, what the dua are we making? You're reading Hasid. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafiya. ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. An important dua for the Zamzam. Why? Because when you drink Zamzam, you make dua, your dua is accepted. Any dua is accepted. But this is the masnoon dua. That Ya Allah, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafiya. He's bringing an adjective, nafiya. He says that Ya Allah, I seek from you ilm, which is beneficial. Ill which is beneficial. And today what's our knowledge? What's your knowledge and my knowledge? And what's our children's knowledge? What's our knowledge? Who's Manchester? Liverpool? Who's playing cricket? Who's playing